The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the first post-game of the season. It's still preseason. We're still doing it. First post-game, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Atlanta Hawks 128-106 in their third preseason game to move to 3-0. This is Hoop Ball Grizz. I'm your host. I've got my co-host with me. He's Sam Brewski, and he's having technical difficulties.
Having awful technical
difficulties. He's going to come in with us at some point.
Having terrible technical difficulties.
Welcome to the show, Sam. Are you ready over there?
I am ready over here. But this thing just won't make up its mind. It's like, oh, you can look. Nope, never mind. You're not allowed. You can get back. Nope, never mind.
We're ready. We're getting started. And Sam's like, oh, I'm not ready. Yep, we're rolling. Let's do it.
Let's just go.
Just roll with it. Sometimes you're going to have stuff mess up. But we're here. Yeah. The Grizzlies gave the Hawks the business. This just in, Ja Morant is really, really good at basketball.
What?
In case you didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Sam, did you think that this new-look Hawks team would be more of a challenge for the Grizzlies?
I really did, because they've got a bunch of – I mean, they've got a bunch of good players on there now.
They do, man. You know, like, so adding Clint Capella to that lineup, and I got to look at something. I don't even remember. Did John Collins even play tonight? I don't think he did.
Yeah, he did. He played 29 minutes and 16 seconds. That's what I get to see before this thing closes itself out.
Okay, but he didn't do anything. Maybe that's why. That's why I didn't think that he – I didn't think he played. He was terrible tonight. But, you know, like the Hawks have a lot of good players on that team. Trey Bogdan, John Collins, Clint Capella.
Danilo Gallinari. Mm-hmm.
You know, Rondo, which is, you know, you get Rondo not so much for his regular season stuff. He's not going to impress you in the regular season. But, you know, Rondo showed what he can do in the playoffs with the Lakers. He was arguably the third best player on the Lakers team in the finals. And that is somebody... You need players like that to be competitive. The Hawks, they're in the East. They're probably going to – I still think that they're a playoff team. The East is not very strong. And I think that they're just going to have to completely fall on their face to not make the playoffs in the East.
Yep.
So, Grizzlies gave them the business. Run through the scores by a quarter. The Grizzlies were down 34-32 in the first, then flipped it 36-32 to go into halftime with a two-point lead. In the third quarter is where they spread the gap, really. They put it on them. Grizzlies outscored the Hawks by 14 in the third and then 6 in the fourth to have a 22-point lead. It was just taking care of business. And that's Sam, you ready for the – you ready? You got stats over there? I'm going to give the first one.
You go ahead.
I'm going to give the first one because, you know, we know that Sam loves him, but I do too. I just want to let you guys know that JV.
He really doesn't.
That's my dude as well.
It's not.
He puts up a double-double, 20 points, 13 rebounds, and then he throws a lot of ones at us. One assist, one steal, one block. He was 78% from the field, and he didn't miss a three or a free throw all night long.
My man.
You got to love it.
Jaeger.
Putting him up.
Putting them up there.
All right, run through, Sam.
Well, before we get really, really going into that, I can't get this after work, so I had to go back to the old stuff. So
That's all right.
It just closes like every time, so I do have stuff.
The technical difficulties are kicking his butt over there. It's just stacking today.
We're
just gonna roll with it. It's the first post game. We will get better as we go throughout the season.
Maybe we can figure out how to get this after work after that. So we'll see.
I think if you get something better than a dinosaur phone, that
you
maybe
leave
your
my
stuff
phone
would
alone.
Work.
But probably you're probably right. Absolutely.
Dude's rocking an iPhone 1 over there.
It's not. I don't know what this is. I think this is a 6 Plus or something. But anyway.
It's an iPhone 1. It's 1,200 years old. Yeah, get a new phone, man.
It's 6 years old, I think. But anyway, all right. Ja Morant, he had 18 points, 13 assists, 4 rebounds. You go ahead with the defensive stats.
Ja had 2 steals tonight.
All right. Kyle Anderson.
Yo, man, I can get percentages, too.
Go ahead, get them.
Yeah, Ja was 7 for 12 from the field. He didn't make a 3. He was 0 for 3. From deep tonight, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. That's Ja. He's not a great free throw shooter, not an awful free throw shooter by any stretch, But, you know, he's not an 80-90% free throw shooter. So that's a spot that he's got in his game that, I mean, free throws win championships. Tom Blue in the face. You know, it didn't make any difference in this game, him missing the free throws. Been in tight games. And in situations where it matters, you're going to have to be clutch with the free throws. So,
yes.
We're on Kyle Anderson.
11 points, 2 rebounds. 7 rebounds, 2 assists, excuse me.
Okay, so now we no longer have technical difficulties.
I can't read neither.
Now, throughout the technical difficulties, Sam has he lost his ability to read. All right.
Good.
All right,
gracious.
Kyle, 11, 7, and 2. No defensive stats tonight, which is a rare occasion in the preseason for Kyle Anderson.
He always does.
He has been putting up the defensive numbers. Oh, Kyle just does what Kyle does, man. He makes winning plays.
Yes.
All right, keep going. What you waiting on?
Dylan
Brooks.
Roll
him off.
He done scored his number tonight. He had 24 points, 4 assists, and 3 boards.
Your numbers are wrong, dude. He was 24-4-4.
That does, and it shows Jonas with 14 rebounds instead of 13 is what this says.
Maybe there was a stat correction?
Maybe.
I don't know. All right. Well, that's okay.
Okay. All right.
Moving on.
All right. Grayson Allen, 9 points and a board.
Yep. Nothing other than that. Mm-hmm. Desmond Bane was 10-6-3-1-1.
See, now this one says 10-3-4.
I don't.
Something's going on over here.
Okay, just shut that down. We're done.
We're done with the NBA.com.
Sam is my stats guy, but his stats are broke tonight.
They are. I'm having an awful time.
De'Anthony Melton, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. Brandon Clark, 7-6-2 and a block. Tyus Jones, 7, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. Gorgui, 4.6 rebounds and a steal. Shaq Buchanan getting some playing time tonight. He had 5 points, 2 rebounds, assist, and a steal. And then Ahmad Carver and Sean McDermott both played a little bit and didn't really do much of anything. Ahmad Carver had 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Neither one of the guys scored. So here we are. We ran through the stats. Now we talk about rotation and what is it going to be. Have we really got an idea or a grip on what the rotation is going to look like? Obviously, no. Shaq and Benny Boatwright and Ahmad Carver. I don't know why I keep calling him Carver. I can't read.
I can't but either.
Those guys are going to be with a hustle. They're not going to be in here getting rotation minutes. John Conchar didn't play tonight. I think the 10-man rotation before Jaren and Justice come back is going to be Jonas, Ja, Kyle, Dylan, Grayson, Bane, Melton, Clark, Jones, and John Conchar. That's my prediction for the 10-man rotation before Jaren and Justice come back. When Jaren and Justice come back, Conchar's probably falling out of the rotation at that point. The second person, I don't really know. And also, like, Xavier Tillman, he's dealing with a little bit of an injury issue. We've not really heard anything about he's going to be out for an extended period. He's not been ruled out for the final preseason game, so there's still a chance that he plays in the next preseason game. But, of course, they're going to play it safe. You know, it's preseason. If the knee's still bothering him, okay, just rest. Don't risk it. We'll see where he's at. But he could definitely still be a rotation guy moving forward. And then, you go back into the whole vicious circle of who's going to be what and where and who's falling out, who's going to play, who's not going to play. But right now, that's what I think. I think the 10-man, from what I've seen in the preseason, you got Jonas, Ja, Kyle, Dylan, Grayson, Bane, Melton, Clark, Jones, and John Conchar. That's where I think we're at. You think anybody different in there, Sam?
I'm looking.
At the wrong stat still?
No, I finally got it to work.
Did you? You got the right scores
knock
up there?
Knock on wood. Wood. Wherever wood is.
He probably didn't get it to work. He's going to have stats from the Grizzlies opening game last season against the Bulls or
probably
something.
Probably so.
I don't know what's going on with him over there.
He's got Jonas with 20 and 13, so far so good. No, I'm going to have to go with what you said. Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, I think
I don't see anybody else that would.
Xavier Tillman is the only guy that I didn't mention in those 10 that's going into the season healthy he's healthy-ish. We don't know. There's not been a lot of, again, not a lot of details on the knee injury with him, but he's the only one that I think could maybe carve out some minutes.
Yeah.
Are you still struggling over there?
No. I'm think this app's awesome. Better than the last one.
He has no idea. He's losing it.
You right.
He's so.
Oh, look, there it went. It closed.
Got
yep,
it. Boom.
Yep,
told you.
There it went.
It's over.
Yep. It only lasts for about 10 seconds and then.
Then done. Yep. Boom. Finished.
We'll have to figure out something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It is. What is it? 17.
Yeah.
5 days.
Mm-hmm.
5 days, Sam. From basketball that actually counts. 6 days for the Grizz. They play on Wednesday. They don't open the season on the 22nd. They open on the 23rd. Against the Spurs, so we're super close. Don't forget about our giveaway. It's on Twitter. You go on Twitter, you find the show at Hoopball Grizz. Get signed up for that. It's super easy. You find the tweet, find the original tweet. I've been retweeting it every day. We've been retweeting it from the Grizz account, and the guys at Hoopball have been helping us just splash this thing out there. We're trying to get it out to as many people as we can. But you go to at Hoopball Grizz on Twitter. Find the giveaway tweet, like the tweet, retweet it, and follow the page. And we will be giving away 2 tickets to the March 4th matchup between the Grizzlies and the Bucks. And listen, I'm going to kind of insure these tickets for you. We're giving these tickets away. If something happens and the game gets canceled because of COVID or the NBA season, heaven forbid, gets shut down, praying that don't happen.
I hope not.
The vaccine is coming out. They're starting to give it. So hopefully we don't have to worry about that too much. If something happens and this game is not played on March 4th, then we will move these 2 tickets to a game the following season. We will stay in contact with you. If you win these, we will make sure that you get to a game with these tickets 100%. If something happens and the Bucks game gets shut down or whatever, for whatever reason, the NBA cancels it, there's whatever happens, if that game does not get played, you will get tickets. We're going to take care of you on that. Promise you.
100%.
Twitter, at HoopBallGrizz, find the giveaway tweet, go to the original tweet, like it, retweet it, follow the page. It's that easy. We will announce the winner on Christmas Day. Following the Celtics-Nets game, it will be just minutes after that game. As soon as it's over, I'm going to punch all of the names into a random generator, click one winner, run it. Whoever wins, I will be announcing it on Twitter, and you guys will get the rest of it ironed out via DM after we announce the winner.
Bingo.
Good luck to everybody. We got a lot of great partners here at Hoopball. We talked about MyBookie.ag and our promo code Hoopball over there. MyBookie is the best online sportsbook out there. They've got more lines and better odds than any other sportsbook. Go over and sign up now using the promo code Hoopball, and they are going to take care of you. If you go over and you sign up and you use the promo code Hoopball, holler at Dan, at Dan Bespris. He is our fantasy guy here at Hoopball. One of our Brewski is the leader. I'm going to call Dan the co-leader, the co-MVP. Holler at Dan. He's got plenty of little extra things that he can give away to help you out at MyBookie. They are apparently, I don't know the details on this yet, but they're going to run a 6 days of Christmas special.
Ooh.
Over at MyBookie. So if you're going to sign up, if you are thinking about signing up, now's the time. It's mybookie.ag. The promo code is Hoopball. Let them know that we sent you, and you will get a nice little sign-on bonus there for signing up.
You can't beat that.
Their motto is simple. You bet, you win, you get paid, and the payout is fast, non-hassle. You get your money quick, just like that. They're going to take care of you. We still got the promo. Look, it's Christmas time. You need the Manscaped, the Lawnmower 3.0. Go over there, manscaped.com. Get the Lawnmower 3.0. Use the promo code HOOPBALL20 at Manscaped. That's going to get you 20% off and free shipping.
If y'all don't know what that is, look it up because it is super fancy. Super duper fancy.
They listen, their engineers spent a lot of time designing this thing. It is going to be the best razor.
They've got a lot of stuff going on over there, too. So
yep, they're always working on stuff, man. Manscaped, the Lawnmower 3.0, promo code HOOPBALL20.
Well, they've got they've got some bundle deals with that right now, too.
Yeah, they do. It's Christmas time. Yes. They're great gift.
You need to go look at it for real.
And it's fantasy season. If you have not already drafted, you will be drafting within the next few days. I have two drafts left.
Yeah.
The last one happens on Saturday evening, and I have been studying my butt off to get ready for this and reading and preparing and passing out in my bed to my wife getting mad because I've got papers from her side of the bed all the way down to the foot of the bed. She's like, what is going on? Listen, the Brewski 150 over at hoop-ball.com, it has outperformed every other list in the industry. Go and check it out. Like, you can get a fantasy pass right now. The fantasy pass includes you get the Brewski 150, you get the draft guide, you get all the help from the pros that we have here at HoopBall to help build your fantasy team and bring home the championship. The Brewski 150 outperforms every other list out there. Go to hoop-ball.com, get signed up, fantasy pass. If you're a betting guy, you can get the wager pass. You can separate them. You can put them together. You can get all of it in the HoopBall 360, and that's going to get you the DFS pass, the wager pass, and all of the fantasy stuff as well. Hoop-ball.com, go and check it out. A lot of great information over there. If you're interested in winning your fantasy league, that's where you're going to go to get it done.
It is great. And that's not being sarcastic, for real. All in seriousness, for real. Get it. It is awesome. It is awesome. They have everything listed out. But, I mean, they have like 8-cat, 9-cat. They've got, I mean, it's legit. It is awesome.
Regardless, I mean, so I would say, if I had to say that there is one area that is kind of a weakness at HoopBall, I'd say it's points leagues. But, you know, we don't play a lot of those. You know, more focus on head-to-head or 9-cat.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some guys in 9-cat leagues that are not really all that valuable in a points league.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a lot of great information, and there are guys that cover the points leagues. Listen, we can tell you about it all night long. I'm not going to keep beating a dead horse. Go and check it out, hoop-ball.com. Get that fantasy pass before your draft happens so you got access to that Brewski 150 and win your league.
It's at least worth looking at just once.
Let's get back into this game, Sam.
Okay.
As you were listening to this game, mm-hmm. again, it's been a night of technical difficulties.
It's been yeah.
For whatever reason, the Fox channel had tennis on, and it was supposed to be the Grizzlies game, and I couldn't get the Grizzlies game, so I had to listen to it.
We couldn't watch it, so we had to listen to it on our phones, and it was nuts. Your phone, but
it is what it is. It's technical difficulties.
And then now my app doesn't want to work, so
it's just been an all night thing.
It's just been awful.
It's not that terrible.
Car broke down. It's pretty rough. Earlier in the week. Now we can't watch Grizzlies. Now my phone doesn't want to do the NBA app. It's bad.
If you get rid of that iPhone 1, maybe you could get a phone that would run
iPhone
it.
iPhone 1.
That's what my Christmas present to Sam is going to be an upgrade for
Hook
his phone.
Hook me up, man. I'm
that's,
in.
That's what's happening. All right, guys. We will not we're not going to beat you with a whole lot more with the game. It was, you know, a preseason game. Grizzlies took care of business. JV looked good. Ja Morant is
JV looked awesome.
On fire.
He looked okay.
Whatever. Ja's been killing it in the preseason.
Yeah, he
Dylan looks Brooks, his decision making is looking really, really good. Self awareness, knowing what he's having to do. I mean, obviously he shot the ball well in this game, and when he's making shots, he looks a lot better. And there's still people that are skeptical. I'm not gonna keep hammering on Dylan. You guys know how I feel about Dylan. If you don't, I love him. There you go. I said it. I think that him playing the three, it makes my heart happy because I like him better there than at the two. A lot of people calling for starting Bane at the two. I don't know that we're ready to go there yet.
By the end of the year, I'd be all right with it.
You think end of the year Bane is in the starting lineup at the two?
I'm not going to – don't quote me on that, but I feel pretty safe making that bet.
You're all right taking it, huh?
I'd be all right taking it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite possible. He's got the talent, man. He brings everything that you need. There's obviously some things that he has to work on. Again, falling, you know, he was a first-round pick, but falling toward the end of the first-round pick, there's going to be some holes in the game. I think that he could easily be starting, and I think it's going to happen before the end of the season.
Well, yeah.
You know, Jenkins kind of was a creature of habit last year with a starting lineup. He didn't really vary a whole lot, and I don't know if he goes back to this. I think it's a chemistry thing. I think he likes the chemistry, and when he gets a lineup that's working well together, he doesn't want to throw a wrench in it. Don't know. You know, he's mentioned that he has focused on some things in the offseason, areas where he needs to improve. So maybe that's an area that we see him make some changes. Maybe the rotation or making changes to the starting lineup is one of the things that he saw. Maybe not. You know, he's obviously a better basketball mind than I will ever be. He knows what he's doing. I'm not here to say he's not doing his job or anything of that nature. I like Taylor Jenkins.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Done a fantastic job last year, off to a great start in the preseason.
Yes.
I know. It's only preseason. It's fine.
I hate
you can
it when
be
people say
about
that.
It.
I hate it when people, it's just preseason. No, it's preseason. Exactly.
You
They're
can
not
be hype about it.
Exactly. I try to get hype about it. But it's just preseason. Come on, people.
Here's the thing, man. I get what you're saying. I'm happy that they're playing basketball.
Yes.
But you've got Shaq Buchanan is not going to be playing whenever, you know, like you're going to be playing against some guys that are not going to be playing. So some of these stats may not look the same. I mean, JV's going to be a walking double-double.
For sure.
I'm not worried about that. Ja Morant is going to be fine. I'm not worried about him.
100%.
But, you know, like there are certain things that guys that are just going out here blowing up. There was somebody for the Timberwolves ended up scoring 24 points in the first or second game, and he blew up in the fourth quarter. That dude's probably not seeing the floor in the regular season.
Well, it's just like that Horton dude that blew up for the Lakers.
He's going to be a rotation guy, man. I honestly don't see
him scoring 33 points a game, though.
Nah, I mean, he's not going to get that much usage, obviously, but yeah. I really do think that he will be in that rotation. You know,
take Kyle Kuzma's spot. Sorry, Brandon.
Man. They don't even play the same position, but
no, they do. Brandon just doesn't. Brandon does.
taking shots at Kyle Kuzma. I'm not going to do that, man. He's still young.
Yeah, he is.
And when he started, he put up good numbers.
He did great.
In the games that he started, Kyle Kuzma put up good numbers. In the games that he did not start,
he hit that game winner in the bubble. I believe it was in the bubble. Yeah, it was in the bubble. Hit the game winner in that.
Kuzma hit a game winner?
Yeah.
Never in his life.
For sure. I don't know if it's in the bubble or not. Now, there's a video of it, though. It goes in slow-mo and everything.
I've never even seen him make a shot, period.
Never. And he has, like, 7 turnovers a game, too. He ain't like Ja with no turnovers.
Ja had 3 turnovers tonight.
Well, he already lost me on that. I ain't taking the first round of fantasy.
It was a bad night for Ja Morant in the turnover category. He had 3 whole turnovers tonight.
Oh, my God.
A lot of great things to look forward to. We're going to wrap this up. We're just kind of rambling on.
Yes.
A lot of great things that you can take away from this game. Again, I like watching it a lot more. The radio guys do a great job. And if you've listened to any games at all, you have to appreciate what the – you know, Hasseltine is amazing on the radio. During the bubble, I was watching games and listening to games, and you get the radio guys from other teams. Go and listen to a radio guy from another team, and then go and listen to Hasseltine, and you're going to appreciate how good he really is.
Night and day difference, almost.
There were so many of those dudes. I'm like, mm-hmm. how, you were born with a good voice. Is that how you got this job? Because you don't know what you're doing.
Bingo.
And I'm not calling out any teams in particular, nothing like that. But I'm just saying there were some guys that were some pretty, pretty bad play-by-play guys, and Hasseltine blows them out of the water. Enjoy listening to him. Would much rather see it without all of this crap technical stuff that we've had issues with tonight. But we'll leave it at that. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You can find the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. Go and get signed up for the giveaway. It's super easy. It's 2 free tickets to a game. And tickets are probably going to be stupid expensive this year because they're not selling that many seats. At HoopBallGrizz on Twitter, find the giveaway tweet, like it, retweet it, follow the page. You're entered to win. I'll tell you if you won on Christmas. You can find me on Twitter. I am at DWill2111. Sam is?
It is SammyB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B, 1118.
All right. We will be back. I'm going to shoot for another post game. Sam, you down for another post game?
Sure. Let's get it.
All right. Saturday night, they play the Hawks again.
I'm in.
Post game. And that's it. That's all we got.
That's it.
We gave you the Twitter.
Oh, there it goes. Out the door.
The Grizzly season, 6 days away.
Let's go.
Free tickets given away 2 days after that.
Yep.
Basketball season is upon us. Good luck in your fantasy. Be safe out there. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
Yeah.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.